Previously on Algoa FM.
Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau has promised to investigate a possible conflict of interest relating to the awarding of the new lottery licence. Allegations have surfaced in the last week that the winning bidder, Cesar Kaya, has close links to Deputy President Paul Mashatile. The Amabungane Centre for Investigative Journalism has reported that Mashatile's sister-in-law has links to Cesar Kaya through her directorship in a company called Bellamont Gaming. Bellamont Gaming's Moses Tembe is set to chair Cesar Kaya. Amabungane also reports that Mashatile has close links to its CEO, businessman and ANC member Sandile Zungu. Tau told MPs he was satisfied the process of selecting Cesar Kaya as the preferred bidder was fair and had ticked the right boxes. Staying in Parliament, the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA, is to launch an inquiry into the Road Accident Fund. This over concerns about financial mismanagement, maladministration, non-compliance with legislation and supply chain issues. Whistleblowers allege that at least 1 billion rand has gone missing. MPs are deeply unhappy about RAF presentations to Parliament. The RAF's CEO, Collins Letswalo, was recently suspended by the RAF board, but Letswalo has gone to court to try and reverse the order. The suspension was over Letswalo's refusal to appear before SCOPA. The war of words has broken out between Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber and TymeBank founder Koen Jonker. Schreiber has just announced a massive increase in the fee for online identity verification from 15 cents to 10 rand. The verification is necessary in terms of various pieces of legislation like FICA and RICA. Jonker says this will make it impossible to provide TymeBank clients with a free bank account. Jonker says Schreiber has introduced a regressive tax on the most vulnerable. But Schreiber has rejected the criticism, saying TymeBank is putting profits over public interest. Global markets this morning are watching cautiously to see if the Iran-Israel ceasefire holds. It got off to a rocky start yesterday morning, but after an irate intervention by Donald Trump, seems to have settled down. Brent crude oil back to just over $68 a barrel. The JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 up 0.8%. London's FTSE ended flat. In New York, the Dow up 1.2%, the S&P 500 up 1.1%, the Nasdaq up 1.4%. Tokyo this morning just beneath flat, Hong Kong up 0.9%, Sydney also flat. The US dollar remains easier at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.77 to the dollar, 20.63 to the euro, 24.19 to sterling, gold at 3,328, platinum 1,320, and Bitcoin just over 106,300.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.